So the nine-day Český Krumlov International Music Festival gets underway on Friday evening with a performance by the Argentinian opera star José Cura. In this week's edition of The Arts, Ian Willoughby speaks to the singer about his relationship to Czech music and how opera has changed in recent years.
An excerpt from the live album La Traviata a Paris, featuring the great tenor José Cura. The Argentinian singer is one of the biggest stars of contemporary opera, known for his powerful and distinctive interpretations of characters like Verdi's Otello. Czech fans will have a rare chance to see him in the flesh this weekend, when he performs twice at the International Music Festival in Český Krumlov, one of the country's most beautiful towns. I spoke to José Cura in Prague earlier this week, just before he set off for South Bohemia. Given his famed skills as an actor, does he prefer operas with relatively strong narratives?
Well, of course. I feel very embarrassed when I have to do operas with a silly libretto. Even when the music is great, for example, Trovatore is a great, great piece of music, but the libretto is so funny sometimes that it's very difficult to feel on stage comfortable. I did Trovatore, and there's a DVD of Trovatore, of my Trovatore, etc., etc., but it's a role I don't do anymore now because I really didn't feel happy on stage with it. But this is only an example, of course.
Is your interest in acting also a reason why you don't like singing phonetically?
Of course, yes, of course. When you are an honest actor on stage, you know that the most important thing, it is not only the words, but the perfume of the words. What is behind, under, up the words, what is exactly not written. And that, if you don't speak the language very, very well, if you don't master the language, until you don't think in the language, you don't pray in the language, you cannot say that that language belongs to you. And that's why I don't sing in German, for example, because I am sure that I would probably do a vocally more or less good thing, but I am sure I would be very unhappy with my dramatic interpretation. And I don't want to feel unhappy on stage, because then people will feel it.
Generally speaking, opera stars are more expected to act today than they would have been in the past. Why has that change come about?
It's very simple. In the past, and I'm talking about a long time ago, when cinema was in the beginning, when to go to the theater was for a very little group of people, when, of course, we didn't have internet, we didn't have TV, we didn't have nothing of this, then it was easy to be on stage doing little things, almost nothing, because the people were there to enjoy the music. Now, if you want only to enjoy the music, you stay home, you put a CD, and that's it. If you come to the theater with the background of everybody knows a good movie, everybody understands when a movie, the actor is good or bad, everybody understands when you watch TV, you know you're watching garbage or a good show. Then if you like garbage, it's another problem, but you understand when you're... Many things in the past were not so easy. So it's impossible today to behave like in the past. But not because the past was bad, but because our present has a lot of different information. And the obligation of an artist is to live in the present.
I guess also you must have to be physically fitter than your predecessors.
Well, it's expected. Of course, opera, the problem with opera is that opera is a paradox. And, of course, the number one thing is the voice. If you don't have the voice, even if you look very good, you can go home. And the contrary, if you have the voice and you don't look good, then you can accept sometimes. But it would be good, and it's not impossible. Of course, not everybody can look like Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie. We would love it, but it's not possible. But to look at least as good as you can, that is not impossible.
Jose Cura performing one of Antonín Dvořák's love songs in a recording made right here at Czech Radio in 2003. A man of many talents, he also wielded the baton as conductor at Prague's Municipal House during his only previous stay in the Czech Republic. Generally speaking, what is the great tenor's relationship to Czech music?
Well, as everybody knows, I started almost my career with Jan Hacek. And I did also a recording of Dvořák songs and the Ninth Symphony for the 100th anniversary in 2004. So far, that's my real link to Czech music. It's not big, my link to Czech music, again, because if I conduct, then it's okay. But when I sing, because I don't speak Czech, then I don't sing in Czech. It was very, very difficult to do the recording of the love songs, for example. I did it in the Czech radio, by the way, in 2003. It was very, very difficult. It was a nightmare to try to convey the words of a language that is not mine. And that's why I wanted to do it here. I did it in Prague because I was surrounded by Czech people, the technicians, everybody was Czech. So I was breathing in Czech.
Tell us, what can fans expect at your two concerts in Český Krumlov this weekend?
What you can sure expect is that I will try my best to make people have a good time. Then you have all the unpredictables. You don't know if it's going to rain or not. You don't know if it's going to be so hot and so humid that we will have our pressure in the ground and we will feel like a piece of nothing instead of like a singer, and you will try it even though to sing these difficult things. So all the musicians, if they are playing with 35 degrees, is not very happy to do, and so these are the things that you cannot control. But one thing is sure, everywhere is going to give the best.
And you're spending a whole week in the town?
A whole week in the town, yes. After the first concert, the next day is free. I cannot do a lot because I have the obligation of the second concert. But we will go, of course, sightseeing and everything, because I'm really looking forward. Everybody says that Český is like a postal card.